Tantor Audio presents If the Viscount Falls by Sabrina Jeffries, narrated by Corey James. Prologue. London, February 1817. Dominic Manton had never expected to spend his 20th birthday peering covertly through open terrace doors into the Earl of Blakeborough's ballroom. But he had to find Jane Vernon, his fiancée, before some footman ousted him. She pirouetted into his line of sight, and his breath settled like a lead weight in his chest. In her pearly gown, she shone so brightly under the candles that she fairly blinded him. Her pert freckled nose, her full red mouth, her wild auburn curls were also essentially Jane, and now completely out of his reach. Blasted, he couldn't even dance with her. Instead, she was partnered with Edwin Barlow, heir to the Earl, and a good friend of her family's. The man was as remote as ever, and Jane was trying to soften his melancholy by being animated and vibrant and young. So very young. Only 17. She'd be 18 soon, but the 2 years between her and Dom felt like 10, now that he'd lost everything. His vision of Jane was suddenly blocked by a blonde, curvier version of her, Miss Nancy Sadler, Jane's cousin on her mother's side.
"Mr. Manton," she whispered, as she peeked through the French doors onto the terrace, "is that really you? Why aren't you inside?"
He backed up to allow Nancy to join him.
"I wasn't invited."
"Why ever not?"